And much.
Ah, I think it takes two of us to get it down. It's the Hawatwakaga Handbook. Chapter 1002. It's called Hobbit the Goo at the Zoo. And this is the time of year when the zoo gets jam-packed. Especially on a nice day. That's when you and your buddy can get you some mean action. But before you stop off at the zoo, stop by an Army-Navy store and get you a pair of khaki pants and a khaki shirt. Or a pair of green pants and a green shirt, like to wear the maintenance people at the zoo. And you and your buddy walk around, maybe even carry a bucket just to look like you even more belong at the zoo. You walk around until you see a couple of honeys that are also there enjoying the nice day. And you get up behind them as you're walking along saying, man, oh man, is it time to feed those pandas again? And your buddy says, yeah, it is. Little Ling Ling sure liked it when I scratched her behind her ears yesterday, didn't she? I mean, she's the gentlest thing, the nicest panda. Sing Sing is kind of wacky, too. And of course, them girls will turn around, man, because they love them pandas. I say, you really gotta go feed the pandas and scratch Ling Ling behind the ears? He say, yeah. You wanna come along? I say, of course, do we? Can we scratch him behind the ears? Sure. Yeah, you can pet Ling Ling, Sing Sing. We'll give him a big hug if you like, huh? They'll say, wow, this is great. You say, all right, step this way. I say, well, why are we going into the woods? You say, well, you know, pandas are vegetarians and they like leaves and berries and stuff. So what we always do is we get them natural leaves and berries from our vine. Now come with us and you can help us pick some leaves. They go, oh, great. You get them in the woods, yeah, you're picking leaves, you're talking to them, fighting out about them. Oh, what's your name? Oh, you're Stinky and Blinky, eh? Okay. Yeah, one thing leads to another, you laugh. You pull out a bottle. I say, are you supposed to be drinking before you feed the pandas? You say, oh, I just have a little pop. You want some? Next thing you know, say, all right, let's sit down. Let's sort the leaves from the berries now. I got to tie the leaves in one pile, berries over here. And my God, you look nice, baby. Oh, she'll say, my God, you say, yeah. Geez, I don't know. We just kind of met you guys. I guess you don't want to feed them pandas. That's all right. Pandas like sympathetic people. You ain't going to be sympathetic to this course here. Yeah, I know. The pandas pick a thing like that up right away. Now, next thing you know, snarling, gnarling in progress. Sweet. Okay, try to feed the pandas. Yeah, you get up and you say, well, don't you want the leaves and berries? Oh, say, oh, yeah, the leaves and berries. Here, let me scoop them up in a bucket. There we go. Okay. All right, I tell you what you do. We got to get them away from the door so we don't startle them. When we open the door, it's heavy change. So I want you to go around to the front of the cage and call to them. Just call Ling Ling Sing Sing and get them to try to walk over toward the edge of the cage and we'll sneak in the back way and then we'll let you guys in, okay? All right, then you hop in one of those golf carts that they have. You say, all right, Grease, suppose everything works fine. We got the overalls and there. But just at the last minute, the snarling gnarling is refused. Request denied. Huh? Suppose they say, no way, you guys ain't really in a zoo. What is this leaves and berries crap? You're not really. They go storming off. Then what do you do? Well, all isn't lost. I know you're 10 huts so bad you can hardly stand it, but that's when you go walking over to the camel cage and just hang that bad boy, them camels, them big little.
It's the Right Down the Bits Hour.